Hello there. My name is Yuveka Rangappa, and I so look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook. Now, you might know me as a television and radio news anchor and the host of shows like Great Expectations, Health Matters, and Rights and Recourse. I've been a journalist for over 26 years now, and I have worked with some of the greats in radio and television. I do MC and host various events from weddings and funerals. Yes, you heard right. They need MCs at funerals too, to award ceremonies, webinars, and conferences. And I also moderate panels, which is very grown up. I am a wife and mom of two. I am a middle child, I must warn you, which is my excuse for when I'm badly behaved or have had too much tequila. I'm a great believer in karma and the universe. I have dreamed of narrating audiobooks ever since my dad bought me my first storyteller books and tapes. Yes, I'm that old. I do own tapes back in the 80s. The ones that went ping when you had to turn a page. Now, books are like oxygen to me. I cannot imagine my life without them. I read while I watch TV. I read while I eat. And yes, I do read in the bathroom, I know. Because I've been in news for all of my career, I love books that allow me to escape. I love so-called chick books, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. Some of my favorite authors are Jojo Moyes, Santa Montefiore, Lucinda Riley, Jodi Picoult, Margaret Atwood, and Leanne Moriarty. I do own a few male authors, yes I do, and some of my favorites are without a doubt Khalid Hosseini and Mitch Albom. I'm going to read a little bit from some of my favorite books. My first read is from After You by Jojo Moyes. I felt lost without our daily routines. It took weeks for my hands not to feel useless without daily contact with his body. The soft shirt I would button, the warm, motionless hands I would wash gently, the silky hair I could still feel between my fingers. I missed his voice, his abrupt, hard-earned laugh, the feel of his lips against my fingers, the way his eyelids would lower when he was about to drop off to sleep. My mother, still aghast at what I had been a part of, had told me that while she loved me, she could not reconcile this Louisa with the daughter she had raised. So with the loss of my family, as well as the man I had loved, every thread that had linked me to who I was had been cut. I felt as if I had simply floated off, untethered, to some unknown universe. My second read is from Moon Sister by Lucinda Riley. Pegasus, I called him silently, then walked slowly towards the trees, begging him to make an appearance so I'd be able to go home and sleep, knowing he was safe for one more night. Darling Pegasus, I whispered, then saw a shadow appear on the snow from the cluster of trees. The shadow raised a rifle. No, I screamed into the silence. The figure was behind the stag, his gun aimed and ready to fire. Stop! Run, Pegasus! As I turned my head back towards the cluster of trees, I saw the prone body of a white stag, blood-red drops spattering the snow around him, and I knew he had gone. And my third read is from one of my all-time childhood favorites, Heidi by Johanna Spyri. You can't really mean to take her there, Dieter. You must have lost your senses to go to him. I'm sure the old man will show you the door and won't even listen to what you say. Why not? As he's her grandfather, it is high time he should do something for the child. I have taken care of her until the summer, and now a good place has been offered to me. The child shall not hinder me from accepting it, I tell you that. It would not be so hard if he were like other mortals, but you know him yourself. How could he look after a child, especially such a little one? She'll never get along with him, I'm sure of that. But tell me of your prospects. So there you have it. I'm Yuveka Rangappa, and thank you for listening to my audio samples. I look forward to narrating your next Solid Gold audiobook so you can be heard.